Okay.
Yeah, so that's Sharov Perkvov, that's the second I got. Yeah, lower.
Okay.
Give me another paragraph, start it. Parshas Kedoshim further. Okay. Val Yedei HaKedusha. Okay.
Makif,
yeah. A little further. Gam Moshechas. Next.
Okay.
The Kasher.
The Kasher.
There we go. Okay. Look at that.
Can I lend you? I have like five copies in there.
This is cool. Yeah. I like that it's on an app. I like that it's.
Okay. And it also has a translation.
Oh wow!
Right. You're not gonna beat that. Yeah. Okay. It's in Safari. Yeah. Okay. So, what he was talking about was that when we talk about Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosav. Or v'kidashtanu b'mitzvosecha. So this means that there is literally a kedusha that comes from that comes from mitzvos that is on us and it clings to us, and we get this or makif, we get this surrounding light, v'yisim kedoshim. This is a real thing. That Kedusha is a reality, and that is something that is, it becomes part of a person. And then, and this is like the coolest part, is that it makes you more kadosh. What do you do when you're more kadosh? You do more mitzvahs. Because what else do you want to do if you have Kedusha? That's what Kedusha wants. And that's the concept of mitzvah gereres mitzvah. So a mitzvah brings you to a mitzvah because I do a mitzvah, the mitzvah gives me kedusha, and like all of a sudden I'm just like I'm pumped up. Oh, I'm jacked up from the kedusha. I want another mitzvah, and it is hopefully continues to feed itself. So we stopped one drop too short of where we probably should have, but it's good. I'm glad we're starting from here because it's a caveat that he puts on this whole thing. He says v'chasher yasim elov libo be'es asiyas ha-mitzvah. So when a person puts his heart to this at the time of doing a mitzvah, then yavin the yargish benafsho, then a person is going to understand and feel in his soul shehu mesuva v'melubush ke'etz b'hakedusha, that then the person is surrounded and clothed with that kedusha, v'ruach nachon nischadish b'kirbo, and this new ruach, this new understanding and sense becomes anew inside of him. This is what the pasuk means when it says "Ela hamitzvah sesher yasa osam ha'adam v'chay bohem," and live in them. Bohem haynu b'socha mamish, like you live in the mitzvah. The mitzvah surrounds you. Shehu mesoviv oz b'kedusha as a mitzvah. The person then becomes surrounded with the kedusha of the mitzvah. Umukaf me'avira de Gan Eden, and he's surrounded by the air of Gan Eden. That's what happens when a person does a mitzvah. But he starts it by saying that v'ka'asher yasim elav libo be'es asiyas a mitzvah. You'll only get to feel this if you really like. Are super attentive to the mitzvah that you're doing. If you just do mitzvahs, like whatever, okay, you did a mitzvah. It's not like you didn't do anything. But as far as like getting like the surge, it's when a person like really like throws themselves into the mitzvah, they're totally focused on the mitzvah, then they're going to get this little oomph, this surge of Kedusha, this surrounding of the air of Gan Eden. That's when that's going to happen. And now he gives us the flip side. V'chein lehepa chas v'shalom. Be'ez avral achas mi mitzvahs Hashem. If somebody transgresses one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, Amru gam kim b'ma'amoram, they also says in what they say, kol ha-metame atzma melamata, metame noso melmala. Somebody who impurifies himself down below, it follows him up above. Pirish gam kim kanal, shemishorish oso ha'avon lamala b'kochos ha-tumah, he is now tapping into powers of tumah up on high, Who mamshech rachmana litzlan ruach tuma latzmo, he brings this ruach tuma on himself, v'chofefes alav v'sovavaso. And now it's hovering around him and surrounding him. U'kamosh amar b'maymer parshas tzav, v'i'ihu istav litata, if a person does tummy things down below, itzaru rucha misavosa dele'ela, it creates, it awakens this negative force above, v'asi v'sharya leha, which comes and rests on him, v'estav bay, and he becomes tummy through it, d'ha'les lach tav ubish, because you don't have good and bad, kedusha u'mistava, it's not like you have kedusha and tuma hanging together, d'les la ikra v'sharasha le'ela, I'm sorry, because you don't have either of these things that don't have a shorish above. Whatever we do down here, that's the trigger for whatever goes on up there. So therefore, a person needs to, or a person, if he does an avera chas v'shalom, it's not limited to himself here in this world. It is going to impact up there. That at a time when a person does something that's off down here in this world, there's that spiritual impact that happens. The pasuk says, and you become tummy with them. Hainu besocha mamish chas v'shalom. Shehu kasher u'masuv of oz beruach hatuma. A person is in the tuma. You're in it. Va'avira de gehenim malafafo u'makifo gam be'adenu chay ba'olam. And the air of gehenim is something that surrounds him and hangs around him while he's here in this world. K'mo she'amru rabbeinu. Somebody who transgresses an avera in this world, it follows him, it really comes with him to the Yom Hadin. Literally, it's with you. It says, Yelafso, Rabbi Elazar Amar Keshura, Vizesh Amar David HaMelech HaVer Shalom, Avon Ikve Yisuveni, Uvezeh Yuvon Ma'amorah, and this is, now we can understand what Chazal mean when they say, Beperek Yom HaKippurim, Gedola Tshuva. Tshuva is so great, shezedonos nasan lehem kezechuyos, that a person's averos become positive things. Shnemer, as it says, v'shuv rasha mirishaso, v'osa mishpat utzdaka, aleim hu yechya. That when a person, you know, does an avera, and then he does tshuva, and then he does goodness, so then, on them, he's going to live. V'lecha'ora, now, what does that mean? Because he says, what?
Transforms it.
So he says, but like in a raya muchrachas, like how does that pasuk prove it? Uberav chatzveyish lefarish da aleim hu yichya koyal mishpat etzdaka shasar choyishuvo. Why doesn't it just mean, right? I can understand this pasuk. So the Gemara is understanding the pasuk to mean like this: when a person does tshuva and does good deeds, then he's going to live on them, meaning on everything, on the averas, on the mitzvahs. I can translate it differently. Shiva Rasha Mirishaso, a guy does tshuva, so then he cancels out the old stuff. And then, V'asa Mishpat Tzedakah, when he does mitzvahs at that point, Aleim Hu Yechya, that's what he lives on. He lives on the mitzvahs that he does afterwards. How do you know that it means that he's transformed the bad stuff? Where does that come from? Well, the Fima Shekasafti Ra'yasu Nechon, according to what I said, it works. The Lishna Dekora Da'ik Hachi, because this is how you're supposed to be Medayik the Pasuk. When it says, on them he lives. What's that going on? If that's just going reflexively, just back on the last two words, where a person, after doing tshuva, now lives a nice life, just say, in them, in the last two things I spoke about. Aleihem means everything. It's going back on even his old evil stuff, his old evil ways. Even those are things that he's able to live on. Because through his tshuva, ba'azivas ma'isav rishonim va'asosu achakach mishpudu tzedaka, person leaving his old ma'isim and now doing good stuff, heme yiskabru ma'isav harishonim lahapoch gam osom l'schuyas v'chaye olam. They are going to be strong on, take over his first acts and flip them into z'chuyos and things that live forever. it is fascinating. He is over here saying that the concept of things changing, like the mapecha, is really because of the good deeds that you do afterwards. It's not just that the pasha pshat, right? The pasha pshat is that the tshuva is what flips everything. He's adding that it's the tshuva and the good stuff that you do afterwards. Interesting. Anyway, Vizel, yeah.
My existential question. So
yeah,
you know, it would be helpful if they gave some statistics, like.
Thank you, doctor. Yeah.
Like out of like 1,000 people, you know, to, like one person is offered to this, half of them, like. Does anyone know that they hit that threshold where they're like, you know, they're, you know, it's happening that they're, the mitzvahs are making them glow, and then they're, you know, drawn, they just like can't stay away from the basement, just like the Gemara in Tainus, it's like two guys out of the whole shuk that are Zohar to Olam Haba. Presumably they had that, you know, this kind of thing going on. That's like one out of 10,000? I don't know.
I don't know the answer. I have a feeling that like the answer would be different depending on whether you're talking to a Litvak or a Chassid, and I'm not even kidding, or whether you're talking to somebody from 20 years ago or somebody from nowadays positive think. I think there's truth to everything. I'm assuming things about other people, but I think that people become inspired from doing good things, and that everybody in some way, shape, or form has experienced that. That like you have like a really good davening, and even if it's just on Yom Kippur, I don't know, like you have a really good something, and it just makes you like want to just do something good. Or if you do like a chesed and you feel really good about it, that like I feel like I really like I was supposed to do this. I gave it up so I can help with this. And like, I'm feeling... Now, are we always going to know to take that and channel that into another mitzvah? And then that's what we really... What you really want is you really want to just go do something else good? I don't know. Maybe we're not that self-aware of like what that feeling is all about. But I would imagine that feeling is not just us patting ourselves on the back. That is an element of this... Again, it's like, you know, we're getting these little whiffs of this kedusha, this or makif, whatever these things are. But that positivity that is able to emanate from, that a person is able to have a hargasha of, a sense of, after doing something positive, I think it's not just, you know, Jiminy Cricket giving you a pat on the back. I think it's like, it's a real feeling that is often will kind of push a person to say that like, all right, I want to do something else now. Like, what's next? What other chesed can I do? What other tefillah can I conquer? Unfortunately, often we're like, okay, that was really good. Now it's time for something else. And now for something completely different, right? Like, you know, that could be the reaction as well. But
I think the Baal Tshuva stage, like, you know, where you're really like, really inspired, you kind of feel that. It kind of diminishes over time, but I think that's probably true.
Then, like, you know, again, not having had that experience, but no. I always point this out. It's like, you know, Bali Tshuva are always jealous of the guys who are from birth, and the from birth guys are always jealous of the Bali Tshuva. Like, the idea that it wasn't just like, you know, one decision that like, you know, I think I'm just going to be Shomer Shabbos. I think I'm going to keep Kashrus. It's, I don't have to tell you, it's like, it's a bunch of like positive, it's a bunch of steps in a certain direction. What's driving that? What's driving that? So again, or can we identify the glow? I one time saw Rav Shach at the end of his life. I wasn't allowed to talk to him. He was like, you know, he was well over 100. It was like, you know, a few years before he was Nifter. But he was like already like only certain people had access. I was with someone who had access. So he went to speak to him,
And I got that, you know, if a bunch of us like hung out by the door, hopefully they'd leave the door open and we'd be able to see him. And I will say that, like, the cynic in me says that, like, they probably had some real good fluorescent lighting in there, right? But, like, there was something. Like, it was just like, whoa, okay. Like, it was like, there's something about the look. My father described one. He went to high school in Tarvadas. So he said that. So it was in Williamsburg when he was there. And he said, so on Simchas Torah, a bunch of kids went to Satmar. So at that point, the Satmar Rebbe was old. And he said that he came. So he went very, very slowly, moving slowly. He got a Sefer Torah, and everybody was singing, and he started dancing. And, like, the next thing you know is he was running around, with like running laps with a Sefer Torah, like, in an unbelievable way. And he my father said it. He's like, he was shining. Like, there was just something, it was like his aura coming off of him. It was otherworldly. Like, so there are things like that in the world. So in that respect, like, how many people have the glow? You know, who knows? Like, I don't know the count, but
based on the two gotta people imagine, that you mentioned,
right? Not many, right? Right. But as far as like who has maybe had a taste of the glow,
right?
That maybe we can broaden that one a little bit.
That's a good name for a shiur. A taste of the glow.
A taste of nice. Okay, a book. Is this supposed to be pagam? Do you have this?
Did you skip the paragraph? Kasher kayam kol ha mitzvus.
Are you with me?
To the text.
Oh, I'm back to the text. Oh, okay, sorry. I just lost you. Okay.
Okay.
I'll
say again.
Vizehu in
Shikar. I'm sorry. That was text. What I was quoting.
Oh.
Right. The Haggah does not line up with the text in the same way yours.
Right. I know. All right.
Okay. So.
Vizehu in Shikar Rabbeinu.
Vizehu inyan
Shakara Basenu Zal Bakama Makomos.
Okay, yeah.
Lifgam Ha'avon Ragam Uknin Shal Melech. I don't know if that's supposed to be Ragam or Pagam. But it is some sort of what?
I've got Pagam.
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 Okay, that makes more sense. How do they translate ikunin?
And this is why our sages in a number of places referred to the blemish caused by a sin as the blemish on the king's image.
On the king's image, right. Okay, so ikunin is like an image or Bizora Yisro, it says, Kachman de Pasha bebekude oraisa, Kaman de Pasha begufa de malka. Somebody who like does like who messes with the laws of the Torah, it's like doing something against the guf of the king. That the people were poshea in Hashem. Be mamish. So woe to the people who transgress the words of the Torah and don't realize what they're doing. And uvetikunim, it says v'chomam de pasha bebekuda kiilu pasha b'diyukna de malka, that messing with the laws is like messing with the image of the king. Kanal shapagam nimshach v'nogeya bepirkei v'sidri hakochos v'alomos hashir koma mitzat shekulam nichlu lubo v'nosnu chelik batzmusa b'vinyano uviriyaso. So and then the damage that's done is something that again has like this chain reaction back all the way up to the top. A good marshal for this, and it's not even a marshal because he's kind of using a marshal. Like there's a sense of this that's like, well, we're like touch, like obviously we can't touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't. But imagine at the entrance to a kingdom, there is a big statue of the king. So you come in, you bow down to that statue. Everything that we see of Hashem and the mitzvahs of Hashem, all of these things are an image that Hashem casts for us to perceive. So we are damaging. So it's like, you know, somebody comes and like, you know, graffitis that statue of the king. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? But breaking the law is like doing that. Okay, so, and then just, let's wrap this thing up. Let's wrap up this. I have another haggah here. You got a haggah?
I have a haggah.
Okay, good. Okay. V'zehu pshitas pashtas inyan hakosav na'aseh adam lashon rabim. This is the simple, like there's a simple understanding of this, of na'aseh adam of a lashon rabim. Ratzel lomar shekulam yitnu koach v'chelek bivinyono. Like he's turned to the universe and said, Nase Adam, let us all take ourselves, like not us, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but guys, everybody take yourselves, all the stars, all the olamos, all the heavens, all the blah, 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 all of it, plug yourselves into this person. V'shehei kalulu mishutuf mikulam, so that it is inclusive and partnered with everything. Kamavur Perusho Baorach Tekun Zara Chadosh, Vrai Mehemna, Pinchas, Shar Kedusha, Yakotara, Lukuti Tara, Vizesha Amar Babracious Rabba, Vayomer Lukim Nasa Adam, Bemi Nimlach. Like, who did Hashem ask? Hey, let's do this. Guys, let's do this. Like, who's he talking to? Rabbi Shur B'Shem Rabbi Levi Amar, Bemalecha Shemai Vaaretz Nimlach. He turned to heaven and earth. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Amar B'Maisa Kol Yom V'Yom Nivlach. He turned to all of the different days of creation and he said, "Hey, let's do this." Uvekohalis Rabba Esasher Kva Oso Inksiv Osohu Ela Osuuhu Kaviyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu Ubeizdino Nimnu Al Kol Ever Ve'Ever Mishalcha Umaamitcha Al Tikunecha. That Hashem and His Beis Din went and like gave each Ever its, I guess, connection point to what is going to be Mesakein. V'im tomer shnei rishuyos, saying unless you say that there are two rishuyos, v'lo kvar nemar hu ascha v'yichoneneka. So, no, don't worry, it's Hashem and only Hashem. But the idea over here is that, you know, we have, Rashi explains, Nasa Adam, is that it's showing Hashem's anivos, you know, that Hashem, like, you know, as though turned to others and said, let's do this together. But, and he's adding a layer of that, is that, what did they do? So he said, let's do this in a sense of, let's have everything, all parts of the Bria, connect up to man. And then everything that man does now impacts all of the Bria. So that's that Lashon of Nasa, let's do this. That's the, that was the moment that, you know, everything got hooked up to that main, to the switch, which is the human being.
Therefore, so he's like that sieve. Just one step deeper. So like sieve only goes one direction. Like everything in the Bria was part of Adam so that he could relate to the Bria and function the Bria anywhere, anytime.
Right.
But it doesn't go that he affects
it. He affects it. Right, yeah. He's looking at it in one direction. Right. But, right.
Yeah, interesting.
It's Velazhin. It's the way they thought in Velazhin. Right? That's it.